We have over here a mini sugya and daf kaf tes a day, so we'll leave a mini shir that will hopefully will clarify or will in some way reinforce maybe things that we've said in the previous two shiurim cheska sabbatim. Amar Rava, achla kula chutz mi beis Rava, kana kula chutz mi beis Rava. So we have Rava continuing in the sugya, giving the parameters of cheskas gimel shanim, and he points out that when we have a cheskas raya on of eating peros, that the raya works to the degree of the area of the achilas peros. If you have an achilas peros on an entire field, then you have a raya that the entire field belongs to you. If you have an achilas peros on 3/4 of a field, that's a raya, the 3/4 of the field belongs to you. That's A. And B, Rava is also telling us that we have a difference between the parameters of time and the parameters of area. That in the realm of time, one needs a continuity. That was the previous sugya, that you need ritzufas. The moment we don't have that completeness, the moment we have a break in terms of the time of the achilas peros, that when moment we have what we call mefuzaros, that breaks the entire raya. It explains the shtika of the marikama. However, in terms of area, the lack of a raya on 1/4 of the field doesn't in any way impact on the raya for the 3/4. Namely, it's not an issue of the entire field or no field. The marikama can't claim that because there was no achilas peros on 1/4 of the field, therefore I was quiet. But rather we say that you didn't have an achilas peros on the entire field, only 3/4. And so you have a cheskas raya on those 3/4. That's the classic way, to my best of my knowledge, of learning Rava. Let's call that Rava A. But there's another option also of understanding the sugya, a la Rav Buchenstein, who's always open to other options. And that would be to say that maybe Rava agrees that you need achilas peros on an entire field. But maybe 3/4 of a kav is an entire field. And the base rova, a rova kav, namely the amount of land necessary to grow a kav of a 1/4 of a kav of produce, that would be a definition of a separate field. And Rava is teaching us how do we define the size of a field in terms of cheskas raya. The makar for such an approach is the Gemara later on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph towards the bottom, where the Gemara distinguishes between the definition of a field, what distinguishes between field one field and another field, between the world of Kinyanim and the world of Peya and the world of Tuma. So it could be over here that is what Rava is teaching us, that a base Rova is considered to be an independent field in terms of cheskas raya, namely that you have to make a chazaka on an entire field. But here we have an entire field. We have two fields. We have one field, an entire field in which you make a chazaka, and then we have an entire field in which you don't make a chazaka. That's a second way of learning Rava. Either way we learn Rava, Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna continues, Amar Rav Huna bereder of Yoshua, lo amron elo debar zriyahi. Avolav bar zriyahu konile agav ara. So Rav Huna firstly says that the base kav, the entire kav, is all one field, namely not like Rava B. It's all one field. And then he continues, but you only need a maisa chazaka for the maximum of achigas peros of that field. And so if by eating the peros of 3/4 of the field, that's the maximum, because the other 1/4 of the field can't be planted. So then you're kona the entire field by eating the 3/4. Now here he disagrees with Rava A. In other words, according to Rava A, you're only kona the fields on which the part of the field in which you have an achilas peros. According to Rav Huna, we subsume the 1/4 of a field that was not planted under the rest of the field, and the maisa chazaka on the 3/4 applies to the 1/4 as well. Right? That's what he points out, that konile agav ar. The Gemara then continues with an attack on Rav Huna, that according to Rav Huna, that the moment that you have a land which is eno bar zriya, it's not shayach to have a maisa chazaka, it's not chayach to have a cheskas riyah, Does that mean that if I bought a field of tsunma, I bought a field that can't be planted from someone else, I have to hold to my shtar forever? I can never make a maisa chazaka because I can't do achilas peros. Clearly, a maisa chazaka is using the field as a violin, and I can use the field which is not plantable as a violin. Ba'ukma ba chiyusa u'mishtecha ba peri. In other words, that I clearly have a maisa chazaka. Hachinami boile ba'ukma ba chiyusa inami mishtecha ba peri. Namely, that the Gemara paskins like Rava as opposed to Rav Huna, that over here we don't subsume the quarter of the field under the three quarters, because every field lends itself to some maisa chazaka. Every field has a use. Achilas peros is the ideal usage, but if achilas peros is in shayach, so I have other options for usage, and therefore the part of the field that I use, I have a cheskas raya. The part of the field that I don't use, but I could have used, even not for achilas peros, I could have used it to rest my herd, I could have used it to dry my fruits. So that then would be considered to be a lack of a maisa chazaka on that part of the field, and he's only going to have a cheskas raya on the three quarters. Okay, Adkan, this is the sugya in a nutshell according to the Rashbam, and this is the way the Rambam quotes the sugya in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Toim V'Nitan. Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Toim V'Nitan is the Perek of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and here the Rambam quotes the Atkafta of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye in Halacha Yud Gimel. There is a cheskas raya for 3 years. And then he quotes Rava in the continuity of the perek in Halacha Tetzayin. Ochla kula mechutz beis Rava, hechzik bekula chutz me also beis Rava shlo nenebo. Afilu haya chalamish betoch hasada. Okay, that's fine. Our problem is that we have another Rambam. We have a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira in Perek Aleph, where the Rambam is talking about Kinyan, the world of Noal Gadar Uparatz. And there, in Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam quotes our sugya in that context. Toyesa karka tzafir sela she'enba lo gader velo pirza ve'ena bas zriya. Hare achazaka shekone osa. Now, we're dealing over here with the kinyan that occurs via a maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan of Noah gadol uparatz can be fulfilled via shtichas peros o hamadas behema shama kiyotze bo mishar tashmish. So the Ravid screams at the Rambam that's wrong. Amar Avraham hamil salo machavra. You can't take our sugya and daf kaftesim and beis, which is dealing with cheskas raya, and apply it to cheskas kinyan. It's apples and oranges. Ha chazaka achilas perosi. The concept of ukme bachiuso mishnecha baperi. These are parallels to the world of achilas peros. Achilas peros lo mahani elo keneged taina. That's for cheskas gimul shanim. Avol mikni ba'ara lo kani elo midi de mahanya ga'ara kein noal v'godar v'chugay. That we have two types of actions. We have actions in which we are nehene from the field, and we have actions in which we use the field. To be nehene from the field, that's the shimush, that's a proof that I'm an owner after 3 years. To give to the field, to be mahane the field, to make a tikkun in the field, that is a maisa kinyan. That's Noah Gadar Parats. You can't move from realm to realm. You can't say that because something works in the realm of Cheskas Raya, it's automatically going to work in the world of Cheskas Kinyan. So the Ravid rejects the Rambam. The question is that assumption really correct, that these are really two totally separate worlds? Maybe in Achinami, the Rambam quoted the Gemara of Kaftes Amud Beis in the context of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But because we have over here a cheskas raya, does that mean that it's not a cheskas kinyan? Do we really have to make this tremendous distinction between tikkun and between shimush, between giving to the field and taking from the field? So lechora, the Ravid is correct, because we have a black and white gemara on daf nun zayin amud aleph. Gemara we've already seen, but let's look at it again through the eyes of the Ravid, that we have a mishnah that distinguishes between a strong Maisa Chazaka and a weak Maisa Chazaka. A strong Maisa Chazaka will be a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. A weak Maisa Chazaka will not be a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And then the Gemara asks, my nafkamina, where do we draw the line between a strong Maisa, Maishna, between the strong Maisa Kinyan and the weak Maisa Kinyan? So in the Hava Mina, the Gemara answers that whatever is strong enough to work by Nichsei Hager, whatever is strong enough to work as a Cheskas Kinyan, that will work as a Cheskas Raya. And whatever is too weak to work as a Cheskas Kinyan, whatever is too weak to work in Nichsei Hager, that's too weak to work in the world of Cheskas Gazlanim. And then the Gemara says, Ma pit'om. The Gemara says, Uklavahu, with a kaf, right? Uklavahu, is this a rule that we're going to compare the world of Cheskas Raya to the world of Cheskas Kinyan? Hare Nir. Well, let's take a person who plows a field. The Nichsei Hager Kana. Plowing a field is doing a tikkun in the field. That works in Nichsei Hager. But it's not going to serve as a cheskas raya. No one is going to be mocha if someone goes ahead and plows his field. That's great. Let him plow my field as much as he wants, and then I'll go and plant it. Or it's the tikkun that someone's making in a field. That's a world of cheskas kinyan. That has nothing to do with cheskas raya. Masha'en came the other direction. Hari achilas peros benichsei chaveiro kana. Eating the fruits of the land, that's considered to be a cheskas raya that I bought it 3 years ago, because otherwise, why would the marikama allow me to eat the fruit for 3 years? But in nichsei hager lo kana. But in nichsei hager, I need a tikkun. And eating fruit is not a tikkun, right? The Rashbam over there summarizes it. Kolahu b'tmiya, the kamedamis cheskas gimel shanim shetoli b'kpeda. My using the field should bring about a kpeda. My tikkun of the land is not going to bring about a kpeda. That's going to bring about a ma'isa kinyan. That's no gadol uparatz. So the Gemara, basically the Ravid has a very powerful proof from the maskana of the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin, that you can't take a Gemara from the world of Cheskas Habatim, the beginning of Cheskas Habatim, which is dealing with Cheskas Raya, and apply those criteria to the world of Cheskas Kinyan. It's apples and oranges. This is Shimush, and this is Tikkun. However, the Rambam Lechora does have a very strong Raya from another Gemara, from the Gemara in Baba Basra, and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara points out, Amar of Amram, Hay Milsa Amar Lam Rav Sheshes, is the halacha that Rav Sheshes taught us, and Hirinu, Einyan Mimas Nisan. We brought a brisa as a raya to Rav Sheshes. What was Rav Sheshes's milsa? What did he paskin? Hamatzia matzaos v'nichsei hager kana. That he said that if someone will take a field of a ger and he'll put beds or mats into that field, that people will be able to lie down on those mats, then he is kona. V'arinu Einan bimas nisan, and we brought a raya from a brisa. Umayhi, the Tanya Ketzad bechazaka. How are you, Kona and Evik Knani bechazaka? No alo min alo, hitir lo min alo, holich kelav acharav lebeis hamerchatz. That if you use this individual to be meshamish you, then you're Kona him. And we have a whole list of shimushim that an individual will do one for the other. That these are shimushim of an evet. And by the Eved being Meshamish you, you're Kona the Eved. What over here is going on? What's this inyan of Matzia Matzos? Here we have a machok between Rashbam and Tosfos. So the Rashbam explains, Dibur Hamasko Matzia Matzos, V'shochav Sham al Hakarka B'nichsei Hager. The Rashbam understood, you just didn't put a bed in his Rishus, you lay down on the bed. You brought a sleeping bag, and you lay down on the sleeping bag on his karka, then you're kona. I af al gav dolo hainu no al gado uparat shelo tiken shum tikun bakarka. How is this a kinyan? No al gado uparat, we saw from the sugya on daf nun zayin, you need a tikun in the karka. And over here, what tikun do we have in the karka that you're sleeping there? Ela nehen egufo min hakarka, shemisham shaso hakarka, b'chol zot havi chazoka. That this Gemara is teaching us that to make a Maisa Kinyan, we have two options. One option is Al Gadol Oparatz, to make a Tikkun, and the other is Tashmish Karka, to use the Karka that you bring in, a beach chair, and you lie down on the beach chair on his Karka. You're using his Karka for sunning. That's considered to be Nehne Gufo, that's considered also to be a Kinyan. Where comes along the Rashbam and says, wow, that's a tremendous chiddush in this Gemara. Where did Rav Sheshes get this from? We'll bring a raya from a braisa, but what's the source? It says, v'nir b'enai mehocha yalfinan. Back from the Gemara in Kedushin that we pointed out. The nafkalan karka nikne b'chazoka b'kedushin mehai krav shavu b'arechem asher tefastem b'mat tefastem b'yeshiva v'od v'idachsiv yirishtem osa v'yeshavtem b'a b'ma yirishtem b'yeshiva v'haynu b'chal yeshiva sheshochev ala karka. The source of chazoka is not Noah Gondo Uparats. Noah Gondo Uparats are ways that we do a chazaka, but the source that you're kone karka with chazaka is that you live on the land. Living on the land, that means that you're mishamish the land, that you're using the land for you. You're being nana from the land. And so if we consider sitting on the land being nana, who had been lying down on the land is being nana. It's one and the same, says the Rashbam. And that's the raya that we have from Avadim. Avadim, we have a din of karka, and your kona the eved via the shimush of the eved. So here you're kona the karka with the shimush of the karka. Tosfos was horrified by this Rashbam and says no. You know, you're learning this Gemara the opposite of the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin. We have to learn the Gemara, that the Gemara is all fit together. So Hamatzia Matzos Yusir Kana Dafka Hitzia Aval Halach Babayas or Shachav Volkana. No, over here, what you are doing is that you are being Mahane the land, just like Noah when you put in a lock or gadar, you put around the fence, you're being Mahane the land. Here you're being Mahane the land by putting in beds, that this now can be used as a hostel, it can be used as a hotel, it can be used as a way station, that there are beds here. You know, you're doing an act of tikkun. You're doing an act of tikkun. An act of tikkun is a ma'isa kinyan. We're not dealing over here that you lay down, lying down on it. That's not an act of kinyan. That's a cheskas raya. That's a proof of your bialus because you're being nehene from the field. But the world of ma'isa kinyan is a world of being metake in the field. So we're dealing over here, hitzia. The problem, of course, within Tosos is that Chazal brought a riot to Rav Sheshes from the world of Eved. And Lachora, the world of Eved, is a world of Chazaka. And let's look at the Rashbam, you know, where it's who continues. Keitzad b'chazaka b'knani, nam b'kedushin nikne b'chazaka, no'al lo ha'eved l'rabo, sheshimesha eved l'rabo. Right? That the Eved made a tikkun for the Rav, that he picked up the Rav when the Rav had to stand up. He put the shoes on the Rav. That's Havya Chazaka. V'chein kulan af hitziya matzos shim shoso hakarka kona. Namely, that it's very nice that Tosfos wants to learn the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel in the light of the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin, but Lachora, the Gemara does compare it to Eved. So here what we would expect. The Ravid should say something about this Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel, because the Ravid screamed at the Rambam, who compared Cheskas Raya to Cheskas Tashmish. And here, Lachora, we see that Cheskas Tashmish and Cheskas Raya are two sides of the same coin. Or if you want to, there are two options of how to make a Maisa Kinyan. So in the Sheet of Mukubesis, we have the Ravid. And the Ravid says, Klala b'nichsei hager, shetzarech tikun hakarka, that's the classic, O afilu yipui, namely putting beds into the root, into the land. That's yipui hakarka. Kagon siyud v'kiyur hotzas matzos. In other words, aesthetically, you're not doing an act of building into the land, like putting a fence or making an opening or putting in a lock, but you are enhancing the field's usage, just like if you were to paint the walls, you're enhancing its usage. Over here also, what do we do with Kinyan Avadim? So he says, "Lugabe Kinyan Avadim, name yipuihu chazaka de amrinan." Here, chitzo, sacho, gerdo, have chazaka. Just there, a chagav. The yipu is just working in the wrong direction, in the opposite direction. That in the world of cheskas karka, we're miyapeh the karka, and that's the Maisa Kinyan. And in the world of Cheskas Avodim, the Eved is miyapeh us, and that's the tikkun. In other words, that doesn't seem so much to bother the Ravid, although the Chora, it's a bit strange. But in any case, the Ravid was bothered by the Raya from Avodim, so he tries to create a common denominator of tikkun. My nafgemina, whether it's like Kinyan Suder, like Rav Schefter spoke last week, my nafgemina, Kelev Shalmi. So my nafgemina, if the kona is miyapa, that which is nikne, or that which is nikne is miyapa, that which is that the individual is being kona him. And it was that we have over here an act of yipui, an act of tikkun. Very, very strange. But in any case, the Ravid was well aware of the issue that we have over here, two sugyas, and wants very much to put them together. The question is, what does the Rambam, Becholzot, he has the Raya from the Sugya and Daf Nun Gimel, what did he do with the Sugya and Daf Nun Zayin? Is it possible, you have to choose your Sugya? In other words, that we'll say the Rambam Paskin like the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin, and the Rabbi Paskin like the Gemara, the Rambam Paskin like Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel, and the Rabbi Paskin like Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin. Is that our only way out? So here we have Rabbi Akiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Dinei, Maisa Kinyan Karka, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, we find the Machaber quoting the Rambam in Sifchet. Payesa Karka Tzachiyach Sela, he quotes the Rambam word for word, verbatim, what the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Mechira, that you can use a shimush of the Karka as a Maisa Kinyan. You don't necessarily need a tikkun. And Suhu Adin Siftes, Sif Yud Aleph, it's all in the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramah in Sif Yud Aleph points out, Yesh Cholkim, not everyone agrees with the Rambam that you can compare, that you can take the act of Cheskas Raya and apply it to Cheskas Kinyan. Yesh Cholkim, is really the Enkonim b'chazakos Elu, lo b'achivas peros, lo b'hamoras behema kayotziba, the Eno Moel lakarka, namely that in Achinami, these are wonderful acts that show Bailus that you are being nehene from the karka, but to make a kinyan, you have to do something to the karka. You have to be metake in the karka. None of these acts are tikkun hakarka, v'hochi mistabra, says the Ramah. And the parentheses points out that this Ramah, this yesh chokim, is tur b'shem ha-raivit, haram b'perakamah de kedushin. This is our raivit. So we have machokis, right, between the Ramah and the raivit being brought between the machaber and the Ramah. Comes on Rabbi Akiva Eger and points out that we can soften the machlokas to a certain degree near a be'enai, cause of Beshuta Maharit, the dafka gabe tzchiach sela de lo chazi le ne'ira ugedira hu de amar kein. Avo besada obayis lo have chazaka kahegavna. That we're going to limit the Rambam to a specific case. Namely, the Rambam would agree with the Ravid. That the etzem, generally, we always need no'al gadol u'paratz to make a ma'isa kinyan. What happens, however, in a field that doesn't lend itself to no'al gadol u'paratz? We have simply a bare area of rocks, and it doesn't lend itself to no'al gadol u'paratz. So there, the Rambam, and that's the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechir Perek Aleph. Hoyesa hakarka tzpiyach sela she'ein bo lo geder v'lo pirtza. That it doesn't lend itself to no'al gadol u'paratz, then we can move over to the world of kinyan tashmishim, namely that we have an option of a lechatchila kinyan, and if you want to, but when it's not shayach, then we're going to use another action that'll also show bailus of not of being metake in the land, but of using the land, of getting of receiving hana'ah from the land, and that can be used, in other words, in that situation, and the makor is of course the case of matzia matzos. Matzia matzos would be dafka this situation of a makom that wasn't meant to be planted. Otherwise, what are you going to put mattresses in, you know, in a field of corn? In other words, it wasn't meant to be planted. You can't plant it, but you can use it as a lodging place. And so there we have this option, namely that we have a rule that we can have a primary kinyan, but when the primary kinyan can't be used, then we could use another option that would come to the, that would also show us bailus, perhaps in a different form, but it could be used in that circumstance. to fit this into the Rambam is not so pashut, because in Achinami it's beautiful in Halacha Tesvav, but in the next Halacha he also deals with eating peros, but he doesn't mention it's Tafka Karka Tzachiyach, and I would say that the Rambam appears to be broader than Rabbi Akiva Eger, but Rabbi Akiva Eger certainly is an echo that we find in other Rishonim as well. So I sent you to Baba Basra, Daf Kufa Med Aleph, where we have the Deya of Rav Eliezer that he learns from Avraham Avinu that you can be Kona, an area of land, with Halicha. And that's why Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to walk the land, walk it through and through, and in that way you're going to be Kona via Halicha. Halach ba'orka rachba kana makom hilucha. Kum hishalach ba'aretz la'orka l'rachba kilucha etnena. And Chachamim disagree. What do Chachamim do with the psukim by Avraham Avinu? Mishum chavivusa d'Avraham hu d'kamar le'kadesh yinoach lichbosh lifnei banav. It was a ma'isa avos simon labanim. It wasn't meant as an actual kinyan by Avraham Avinu. Then Rav Yossi bar Chanina points out, modim chachamim l'Rav Eliezer b'shvil shel kramim hoil v'nasa l'hiluch nikne b'chiluch. That there is one place where Chachamim agree that you can use hiluch as a ma'isa kinyan, and that is in a shvil shel kramim. What's the uniqueness of the shvil shel kramim? So Tosfos stresses the language of the Gemara, near the dafka b'shvil shel kramim she'eino asui klal elo l'hiluch. Avol shar derech asu iktas lishtamish bo tzorach acher, then you need the tzorach acher. Namely, that normally a ma'isa kinyan would be via some sort of a tikkun to the land, like no'ah gadol paratz. However, when you have land that doesn't lend itself to no'ah gadol paratz, like shvil shel kramim, the only thing it can be used for is hiluch. Hiluch means that you're being attacking the land is being mishamish you, then that will be a kinyan. So over here, we also have, you know, that raya to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that when you can't use the kinyan of tikkun, so then you use the kinyan of shimush. Hu hadin, we didn't put the Marim HaKamos, it's the Gemara Baba Basra of Peivav Amid Aleph, called the bar Meshicha, Meshicha, called the bar Hagbah, Hagbah. You always try to use the ideal kinyan, that which is light, you should be Magbia. That which is heavy, you should be Moshech. But if you were Moshech that which is light, or you lifted that which was heavy, you're also Kona. Just that we have sort of an ideal kinyan, and then we have a secondary kinyan. That's the way Rabbi Akiva Eger understands over here. Just wanted to point out two more nekudos, one of which is that maybe, not mistaken, I heard this from Rabbi Kunstein, that maybe the whole issue over here as to whether No'al Gadol Paratz can be extended from the world of Tikkun to the world of Shimush would depend upon how would we translate halachically noal? Namely, godar means to build a fence. In other words, paratz means to make an opening. Something was closed and you made an opening. Both of those are tikkunim. What is noal? Does noal mean that you have to put in a lock, namely a tikkun? You have to do a tikkun in the field. What if there is a lock on the door? And you simply close the door. Is that also considered, and even lock it, you close it and lock it. Is that also considered to be a kinyan of no'al? Not building the lock, but simply using the lock, right? That's our question. In other words, that's a shibush. Namely, you want to use the field the way it is. You want to use the house the way it is for your privacy. That by closing yourself in the house, now you have privacy. That's shimush. That's not a tikkun. You didn't do anything to the field. You didn't do anything to the house. You did something for yourself. That's a machlokas rishonim. And in other words, that if one looks in the Rush in Perek Gimel, Simon Nintet, the Rush quotes the Rashbam, the no'al de masnisen hainu tikkun manu shekava manu badelet linobo, parallel to godar uparatz, avol sagar delet unala b'mafteach b'nichse agir lo habi chazaka. That you're giving a sense of privacy to the field, that people can't come in from the outside. But what does it have to do with the tikkun of the field? And the Rush himself says, lesa. He disagrees with the Rashbam. That just as tikkun habayis is a kinyan, so also a tikkun via, so also, I'm sorry, a shimush of ne'ila would also be a kinyan. So if you're learning like the Rush, then to, you know, to expand it to the Rambam of Hatzos Matzos and Shtichas Peros V'chule is a very short half skip and a jump. Okay, just one more. The last Nakuda was that you all understand that whatever problems we're trying to solve in the Rishonim, that if one learns the Gaonim the way, not the way Rav Bednarsh, Munach, learned the Gaonim, but the way that I saw in the article that one can learn the Gaonim, it's not my way of learning, but I like it a lot. So then all of these issues fall off. Namely, there are no two worlds of Cheskas Raya and Cheskas Kinyan. It's all a deal of Cheskas Kinyan, just as a form of Cheskas Kinyan, which is immediate, and a form of Cheskas Kinyan, which is over 3 years. And whatever works in one will also work in the other. And therefore, sure, you can learn out from the Gemara Cheskas Habat into the world of Cheskas Kinyan. It's all one world. And that's what Rav Hai Gaon really does. He points out, Ulinyan Cheskas Karka, Kigon Shishneham Rotzim, that's what we call a Chazaka Shainin Matayin, that's where you have an immediate Chazaka. Muki b'chayos inami shatach b'peri kedei shiachsi pekarka have chazaka b'kani. In other words, that which is on daf kaf tesim at base in the context of gimel shanim also applies immediately. Hilka chayi the machzik b'chad mehani anpe the chazaka the prishin la'el lav kol kamine the chad minayu the matzei hadarbe. In other words, this is considered to be a valid kinyan. And kavah chomer. If he were to be choresh or kotzer, soser, abone, and kalvachomer, if he's actually doing a tikkun, but even if he's not doing a tikkun, just doing a shimush, that's sufficient. And that, of course, would fit in with the language of the Gemara, kana, 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 right? Chusmi beis rova, kana kula, chusmi beis rova, that we're dealing over here, not with a raya, but with a maisa kinyan. But it also would explain, because after all, what over here is the issue that we're talking about? Reuven claims he bought the entire kav, right? And Shimon claims he didn't buy anything. And Reuven has an achilas peros on 3/4. So we say he's kona 3/4, but he claimed he bought everything. Why, in other words, why are we limiting it, in other words, to the three quarters? When we make a kinyan on a field, generally, if you make a kinyan on one part, you're making a kinyan on everything. But that's only in the maisa kinyan, which is immediate. Masha Enkein, when the two parties disagree, so then the Maisa Kinyan lasts for 3 years, only the part of which you actually made the Maisa Kinyan, that's what you're kona, the rest you're not kona. And if my humble opinion, just everything's like smooth as whatever you would define as smooth. Yes? Ah, excellent. What would the Gaonim do with the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin? So they point out that we have two exceptions to this rule, right? That near is not going to be a maisa chazaka when they disagree whether the person owns the field or not. Near is not going to work over 3 years because the person will say, well, let him do it, vakasha. In other words, he's just helping me. He's not doing anything for himself. And hu hadin, the other side, achilas peros, is not considered to be a means of being kona because you're not being nehne from the field. You're only being nehne from the peros of the field. In other words, that you could view that the Gemara is saying over there that you can't necessarily compare these two because there are exceptions. There are cases that will work in one and not work into the other. But those are the exceptions. Then we Daf Nun Zayin deals with the exceptions. It doesn't deal with the rule. In other words, the Gemara said, v'chi klavahu. In other words, you can't make a rule across the board that you can compare the Maisa Kinyan of immediacy to the Maisa Kinyan over 3 years because there are exceptions. And therefore, you can't necessarily use that as your criteria. Okay. Let me just turn off the.
With the rug.
Yeah, I just want to close this.
Memory wise, as we speak, they're installing new toilet stalls with lap.